Hebrews chapter number 2. We're going to be brief. I'm not even going to preach what I come to preach. But I do want to share the gospel with you, give an invitation. If you'd stand with us, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God found over in the book of Hebrews chapter number 2. Oh, I'm glad His glory is in the house this morning. I wonder where your mansion is on the scale of completion. I hope I get to worship and serve the Lord with you a long time, but we just don't know. Matter of fact, it's probably good we don't know, Brother Mike. It's the best thing we can do is just live like it's fixing to be today. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape? I'm glad somebody showed me. I'm glad I got a Bible to tell me. How shall we escape if we neglect so great the salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs, wonders, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will. Thank you for standing this morning. Father, I pray You'd take Thy Word this morning, put in the heart of a sinner, draw them, Lord, by Your mercy and Your compassion. God, we sure do need You here. We've tried to exalt You, Lord. Help us now in Thy Word. We'll be grateful. I pray You'd deal the closest one to hell this morning. In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. Such a great salvation. The Bible, I want to say, first of all, is true. It's not a mystical book. It's not a mythical book. But it is a book that you can count on and you can build your life on. And here, the writer of Hebrews, which I personally think was the Apostle Paul, my opinion. But we do know one thing, the Holy Ghost wrote it and it's true. And he asked this question, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I've heard people say, young people, listen to the preacher. Now, I won't be long this morning. I've heard people say, well, I'll take my chances. The only chance you better realize this morning is that Christ died for you. To give you a chance. Don't take your chances. Chances will put you in hell. A salvation will place you in the body of Christ. And he said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I want to say that there is a plan of salvation. In John's Gospel, chapter number 3 and verse 16, there it's so easily, but yet it's so profoundly described. For God so loved, if that ever dawns on you, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's everybody sitting on a pew here this morning, that's everybody driving in a car listening to me by the way of the radio, that's everybody in America that's listening to this sermon by way of internet, He died for you. For whosoever, I'm glad I'm a whosoever. I'm glad He shed His blood for me. In spite of all I've done, Christ died for me. Young person, some of you may be young this morning, and you've not went out in this world and done things that I'm ashamed that I've done, and others here are ashamed they've done. But let me tell you, it takes the same Jesus, and it takes the same blood to save you that it saved me. What a gift of salvation. What a plan. Before the foundations of the world, God had planned to give His Son on an old rugged cross that we could go free. The Baptist can't save us. Religion can't save us. That watery baptismal pool cannot save us. Giving all of our money away cannot save us. But only God's Son, by grace through faith, can He save us. There is a plan of salvation. You see, before sin ever come on the scene, God had a plan. Before the foundations of the world, when Adam sinned, He plunged every one of us into total depravity. We all became sinners. The Bible says, there's none good, no, not one. Before that garden experience with Adam, God had grace on His mind. Before the foundations of the world, He sent His Son. What a plan of salvation. He had a plan to save you. And it's amazing to me the way His plan comes about. The plan He chose to save me was to meet my wife in Florida at 18 years old. Pull me out of a hayfield in Middle Tennessee, just a farm boy. God had the grace about me to interrupt His hand into my wretched life and pull me so I could hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's amazing, this plan of salvation. For God so loved the world. You can put your name there. For God so loved Ken Bowman. For God so loved Lee Wisner. For God so loved Adam Mangrum. For God so loved Randall Rollins. He gave His only begotten Son. The plan. Do you realize the love of God in this plan passes all understanding? Favorite passage in the Bible has become one of my favorites. It's been my wife's for a long time. In 1 John chapter 3, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Oh, the love of God that passes. Can you imagine the things we've done, but yet He loved us enough to give His Son in spite of what we've done? God's love is amazing, but His love is real this morning. We see this plan of salvation. He said, how shall we escape if you neglect so great a salvation? You know what really bothers me? Some of you used to be troubled that you weren't saved, but you're not troubled about it no more. You know what? You've got hardened. And that's a scary place to be in. Hardened. We live in a gospel-hardened society. But I'm going to tell you this morning, friend, Jesus paid the price for you. God loved you enough that He gave the best thing that He had. That is the plan of salvation. And then 1 Timothy chapter number 2, I'm so glad this is in my Bible. 1 Timothy chapter number 2, there is the person of salvation. Young kids, mom and daddy cannot save you today. They can't save you. Oh, I wished we could. But we're all individuals and we're all going to stand individually before God. And this person in 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Now look in verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? Now you know what the truth is. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except by Him. Baptism comes after belief. Works comes after belief. He says He would have all men to be saved. Isn't it awful that men and women, Even some boys and girls are in hell this morning in spite of the will of God for their life to be saved. How shall we escape? You say, preacher, what's the age of accountability? I don't know. I don't know what the age of your accountability is. That's between you and a holy God. All I can do is preach the gospel. It's not 12 years old. All I know is He would have all men to be saved. Do you realize that? And to come to the knowledge of the truth, verse 5, for there is one God. It's not a Buddha. It's not a Muhammad. Not a Confucius. There's one God. The God Jehovah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's one God, and look, one mediator. That's a go-between. One mediator between God and men. The man, Christ Jesus. The man, Christ. This is what happens to you as a sinner. This is what happened to me as a sinner. When I had faith to believe in Christ, when my faith reached up and accepted Christ, He reached down and grabbed a hold of me, and He grabbed a hold of God the Father. And He brought us together by His blood. And now when God sees me, He sees the blood of His Son. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Has it ever been a time by faith? Let me share what you can. Has it ever been a time by faith when you reached to Christ? I was sitting over there a while ago, and I'd had something prepared. I've studied and worked on in a series, and three things about this service I know I'm supposed to have done. I know we're supposed to have sung that song in the choir. I know Miss Julie was supposed to sing, and I know I was supposed to give a plan of salvation. I know that. Now it's up to you. Has it ever been a time that you reached by faith to Christ? He grabbed the house of God for you and put you in it, put it in His family for you. Has it ever been a time you reached by faith and accepted Him, and He put you in the family of God? What a day that was. I remember in 1981, a lot of you have heard me say this a lot of times, I was sitting where He's at, and God had been dealing with me a while. I was in trouble. And everybody there thought I was saved. I lived a lie in front of them. A sham. I covered everything up. But my wife knowed who I was. But I stood and I said, God, and when I'd done that, my heart turned to Christ. And I said, God, save me. And by that simple step of faith that He entrusted me with, because listen, the Bible says He's dealt to every man the measure of faith. I'm so glad the Holy Spirit come by and said, Ken, are you ready to access faith? And He put me in the family. See, there is a plan of salvation. And there is a person of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And then, the preacher read it this morning, God never goes back on His promises. There is a promise to salvation. He said, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. This morning, as I give this invitation, I wonder, would this be the day that you would move by faith and you'd trust Christ to be your Savior? Would this be the morning that you would take that eternal step and say, Lord, save me. I'm trusting you and I'm going to follow you and I'm going to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how long you've been doing it. The blood of Jesus can wash you clean. Amen. Put all your sins in the sea of forgiveness. Would you like that done for you this morning? How shall you escape if you neglect so great a salvation? Would you come stand all over the house?